I'm Claire Brown. I'm a curator in the Furniture, Textiles and Fashion Department. This hanging is such a monumental object in terms of what most of us can imagine in our own homes that it obviously speaks of palaces and of grandeur and of royalty. But there are aspects of it that are incredibly personal, intimate, and really rather playful. And that's one of the things that appeals to me so much about it. This scene is dominated by this figure of Louis XIV, who has dressed himself up as Jupiter, as one of the great gods, god of the sky. And so, true to that, he's sitting on the back of an eagle, flying through the air with a thunderbolt in his hand and looking out over the world from his vantage point. And so all around him are very clever, almost punning jokes on the theme of air. We have birds, different sorts of birds, songbirds that would have been familiar from the French countryside. But we also have wild birds. We have hunting birds and butterflies, some of them more realistic and some of them completely fantastical. We have a wide variety of instruments, musical instruments. These are all ways of making sounds through the passage of air, which is what this hanging is all about. We believe that it was commissioned by Louis XIV's mistress, Madame de Montespan. She supported needlework school in a convent outside Paris that gave education and training to orphan girls, and the work was done to a very high standard, and we believe it's likely that ours was made there. Below the figure of Jupiter, we have a peacock behind the face that we believe may be a representation of Madame de Montespan, and the peacock is sitting behind her as if playing up her beauty and calling attention to the goddess, effectively, that she is beneath Jupiter, who's her god. It's a personal family story. This is one of a set of hangings. We only have one in the V&A. I suspect that the intimacy of choosing to depict herself and her children with him in this series is a sign that it was something that was quite personal and precious to her.